Welcome to CRE Tech Talks. This podcast series is brought to you by Building Engines, providing web and mobile property management software to innovative commercial real estate owners, managers, and the clients they serve for over 14 years. And now I'll introduce a man who bears an uncanny resemblance to the Massachusetts State House's Gold Dome, Building Engines Senior Vice President, Scott Sue.
Thank you for the introduction and welcome to this episode of the 2016 CRE Tech Talks podcast series. I am Scott Sidman from Building Engines and your host. So I traveled for a couple of days this week to New York City from Boston. And as I usually do when I do that, I take the Amtrak Acela down, which I love because of the ability to use the time productively. One of the things I can count on and expect when I take the train is internet access and connectivity. So coming back on the train yesterday afternoon and having that access be unavailable or really slow for the first 30 minutes of the trip, I grew increasingly frustrated. But I did relax a little when I remembered Louis C.K.'s great bit on the sense of entitlement and expectation we all suddenly have for these modern miracles that didn't even exist a few short years ago. But our collective expectation for readily accessible and fast connectivity anywhere and everywhere is very real and only increasing. And nowhere is it higher than in our lives at work and in the buildings we work in. It's core to the digital economy we have, and that is the focus of today's topic, the digital economy impact on how tenants evaluate office space. I'm pleased to welcome to the podcast Ari Barendrecht, CEO of WiredScore, to help explain this in greater detail and how WiredScore is helping the commercial real estate industry address those and all the expectations we have for connectivity in our work lives. Welcome, and thanks for joining us on the podcast, Ari.
Scott, thank you so much for having me. I'm quite excited to be on the podcast.
Great. As we usually do, we'd like for our guests to kind of tell us a little bit about your professional background and along with that, something unique, interesting about yourself that the audience would enjoy hearing about.
Yeah, definitely. So I've actually spent the majority of my career outside of both real estate and technology, interestingly. Mostly I've been working in professional services, doing strategy consulting at firms such as KPMG and Boston Consulting Group with a brief break to get my MBA from the University of Pennsylvania. The kind of common thread of my background has been leading teams to help organizations in media, technology, and financial services address and solve different strategic problems, whether it's pricing strategy or org structure changes, evaluating acquisition targets, and really solving those kind of strategic problems. And that's kind of what led me to WiredScore, albeit in a new industry for myself. That's kind of how I got here today. The interesting fact about myself, which is kind of tied to my professional background, you could say, this time of year I kind of always start thinking about summertime and baseball is starting. And it always reminds me of my first job, which I think was pretty cool. For the first couple summers of high school, I was actually a peanut hawker selling peanuts in the stands of Angel Stadium in Southern California.
That's great. So were you accurate from a pretty good distance?
Yeah. You know, interestingly, the supervisors would limit, they would put in guidelines for how far you were allowed to throw the peanuts so that people weren't throwing them, you know, across the sections, but everybody broke those rules. So
okay.
Well known that the further you throw the bag of peanuts, the better tip you're going to get when you collect your cash.
Absolutely. And that's what we count on, that kind of experience. Really interesting. Thanks for sharing that. An interesting background. Sounds like you're a perfect fit. Come into the commercial real estate space with no preconceived perceptions or ideas to influence what you do. So tell us about how you got started at WiredScore and what WiredScore does and your mission and those things.
WiredScore is the first and only rating platform for what today's digital economy depends on the most in their office space. And that is having an amazing internet connection, as you referenced very eloquently in the introduction. Every good startup has an analogous business they use to describe what they do. We say that we're the Michelin star of internet connectivity for office buildings. Maybe trains down the road as well, but for now we're focused on the commercial. To help explain a little bit more about what that means and how we work with the real estate community, anecdote I like to share is to imagine that you're a building owner or manager, like I think a lot of the podcast audience is, and you have some vacancy in your building in a market like Boston or New York or DC that's filled with a lot of kind of cutting edge companies. As a building owner or manager, you've done all the right things. Your building has a gym and a roof deck and great access to public transport, and you just know that companies would love to move into the space. The problem is when brokers or tenants are researching or viewing the building, there's a major part of the story that leasing teams and property management teams aren't able to tell confidently To be honest, I think a lot of property managers and leasing teams are hoping the topic doesn't even come up, and that's internet connectivity. As a result, when you're not able to talk smartly about the internet connectivity of your building, that corporate real estate person that's visiting your building can't go back to their CEO and say, this building's amazing, it's perfect for our company, we should put it on the short list.
Got it. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so WiredScore aims to change that and to really help building owners that have best-in-class internet connectivity to attract tenants and promote their buildings as tech-friendly destinations and kind of hubs for innovative companies. On the flip side, if a building owner is behind the curve when it comes to connectivity and technology, we help kind of consult for them and advise as to how they can do better and attract the type of tenants that everybody wants.
Right. And how long have you been doing this? When did you guys start?
We launched WiredScore at the end of 2013 in partnership with Mayor Bloomberg and his administration when he was in office here in New York City. They were kind of our first proponents as they saw WiredScore as a great way to get the real estate community of New York to kind of wake up and realize this is an important thing to address. We are now serving markets across the U.S. and actually launched in London last fall.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Congratulations, yeah.
We're working with over 100 real estate companies. Our rated building, we call them Wired Certified Building. We have about a little over a quarter billion square feet of office space that has achieved Wired certification from clients like Brandywine, Invesco, Beacon Capital, Hines, KBS, CIM, Jamestown, Kilroy. We have a great list of adopters so far.
Yeah. Those are terrific companies, a number of our customers in there as well. So that's a great start for you guys in a relatively short period of time. So congratulations on that. Let's take it up a little bit. We're certainly going to come back to the company and how you directly help your customers. But share with us your perspective and definition of the digital economy and start with that and then dive into kind of how that impacts commercial real estate and their tenants and so forth.
It's funny. I think at the various real estate events we all go to, a lot of these terms get tossed around, digital economy and creative office. You know, someone raised their hand at a BizNow event recently and said, what exactly is creative office?
Yeah.
So that was a great kind of wake-up moment for the crowd and panelists. And like I said, I think it can be defined very narrowly as so-called kind of tech companies. We at WiredScore take a broader view of the digital economy because we think really all companies today are technology companies to a large extent. When you look at century-old occupations like doctors and accountants, people like that are storing files in the cloud. They're video conferencing with their customers, and doctors are using telemedicine. They're leveraging technology to market and scale their businesses. They're starting to contribute to the digital economy as much as anybody else. Simply put, the fact that our goods and services are now being delivered through the internet in a lot of instances at an exponentially growing rate and not shipped through the air or on railroad tracks or across bodies of water is what the digital economy means, and that's what's impacting real estate.
Then the implications, obviously the extension then into how we think about space and how we evaluate space is where you come in. What are the key considerations you see that tenants have?
There's a lot of discussion and writing about tenants today and how to attract and retain tenants today. Most of the discussion can be categorized in one of three buckets. One is really flexibility, and I think flexibility can be defined in both workspace design and construction, but also in lease term. Companies, a lot like WiredScore today, don't have a ton of predictability into how they're going to scale over time. And as a result, we're looking for spaces that can work with us and understand our needs. That's why I love platforms like PivotDesk, which is helping building owners implement and manage flexible workspace. The second bucket is really mobility. We now want to be able to kind of come and go from buildings as much as we want and keep doing our jobs the same way. Our homes are starting to look a lot more like workspaces, and our workspaces are starting to look a lot more like our apartments, which is interesting, and only being impacted more by on-demand delivery of anything and all the apps that we have in our pocket. The third bucket is really the one near and dear to my heart and WiredScore's heart, which is connectivity and our dependence on connectivity, which really can't be overstated. That story I really like, which a friend of mine told me who owns a co-working space in Brooklyn, his first month of operations were a total nightmare. The first week he had problems with HVAC. It was June and was really worrying about keeping the temperature the right way for people to be happy, but nobody really complained. Then he had another night where his lights weren't working appropriately and people were working away at their computers in the dark, but again, not a major issue. And towards the end of his first month, he had an internet outage and the Wi-Fi went down and it was like absolute pandemonium in the co-working space. People want refunds and people are trying to back out of their commitments for the next month. It really goes to show what matters now. We can sometimes work in a dark office with no AC, but if the internet goes down, that's a major problem.
Absolutely. As I related to yesterday. And that expectation is absolutely there today. Is there any available data on kind of the state of connectivity or the importance of connectivity in the workplace? Anything you could share that might draw some insight into how important this is?
Interesting. You would assume that the telecom company, with their large pockets, would be funding a lot of these studies, but we actually didn't find a lot of the data out there from those companies helping to quantify the importance of connectivity to tenants. So we did like what any startup would do and went out and did our own survey a year ago. We surveyed about 450 respondents in the New York area and asked them to rate what matters when considering office space. So these were all people that have been involved in office space decisions. Probably unsurprisingly, the first two most important things were cost and location. Those will be the most important things till the end of time. Interestingly, connectivity and access to quality telecommunications, it ranks third above things like access to transportation, quality of building management, environmental sustainability of the building, and other amenities, bike racks and gyms and rooftops that are often mentioned to draw tenants. So that was a good eye-opening and reinforcing data point for us to understand where connectivity falls in the hierarchy of needs.
That's really interesting. And that's a pretty big shift in just a short period of time from that traditional number three spot, which was more closely related to the things you mentioned, like property management quality, the service level in the building, right? That's always been the occupier of that spot. So again, in just a short period of time to have that come up to number three is pretty insightful.
Interestingly, we surveyed both decision makers at companies as well as employees. To employees, the sense of connectivity was even higher. Maybe the corporate real estate folks haven't fully caught on. The feeling is there from the employees about the level of importance of just getting their jobs done and not being impeded by little outages.
So what are you seeing in terms of how landlords are using in-building technology and connectivity and things like that to drive leasing and keep tenants happy and renew, as well as attracting new tenants? And then how WiredScore is helping in that regard?
I'm very attuned to this. I'm seeing landlords going to market with taglines and branding for their building with slogans such as unrivaled connectivity and technically better event in Newark for a building that was a broker event. And they're attracting tenants to Newark because of the technical capabilities of the building, and they're filled with media companies, broadcast companies. We're seeing that within our client base and beyond. For our clients, we have owners, for example, like the Empire State Building, which is this obvious, famous landmark building that's reinventing itself for the digital economy. And they have tenants like LinkedIn and Shutterstock, and they have 10 internet service providers to choose from, and incredible cellular connectivity on every floor because they've made the right infrastructure investment. They're using technology and also achieving a WiredScore rated platinum building to attract and retain tenants. Like, you can come do business in this building. Other non-CBD, there's a large, very cool complex of building called Industry City, which is out in Sunset Park in Brooklyn. And they're appealing to all sorts of tenants, but tenants that businesses that have a manufacturing slant to them. And they pursued a WiredScore certification so that they can kind of tell the story. Like, look, we might be in Sunset Park, not what you consider the technology heart of New York, but we also have great connectivity here. You don't need to worry about that if you come here.
Makes a lot of sense. You raise a point in both cases where I think about ourselves, we're a tenant in a building. Well, obviously, we occupy space. We have our own internal IT staff that's constantly running around and fiddling with things to help with our access here, whether it's wireless or hardwired. What is the line of responsibility for connectivity between tenant and landlord in a building?
It's a great question because I think therein lies the reason why not all real estate companies or landlords have prioritized telecom as something they kind of invest in and promote externally. For a lot of traditional real estate companies, it's been purely a tenant problem. You move in and here's the ISPs in the building, you guys figure it out. But I think that's causing a lot of pain for tenants. Bringing in your own provider into a building can take 6 to 12 months and can be very expensive if the infrastructure is not there in the building to support installation of a new provider. There are certain things that landlords are in control of, and those things are availability of multiple options from copper, coax, of course fiber, and even satellite-based providers from the rooftop. Accessibility to those options. There's a lot of horror stories about tenants who want to sign up for a provider. They're on the 20th floor. The provider's equipment is in the basement, but to get that cable run from basement to 420 requires vertical drilling, which no one plans for. A really well-positioned building is going to have proactively run fiber cables that are easily accessible with no additional cost. And then, of course, what's down there in the basement and how protected and secure all of that equipment is really impacts the tenant experience. if I was moving my business into a building, I would want to know that the telecom equipment is in a secure environment, caged at the appropriate temperature, where no one can tamper with it, and not what we see all the time, which is running loose, running through restrooms, running in places where techs or engineers are doing other types of work, and they can easily get cut, and then your business goes down for an hour, for a day, and that can be really crippling for a company.
Absolutely. Think about, again, our own situation here. We've kind of been left to fend for ourselves. And I think that service offered by the landlord, that partnership in that regard would go a long way. And that's probably been the case in every experience I've had as a tenant in a building. Absolutely makes a lot of sense. Let's jump back over now to WiredScore and a couple of questions about the company and your team and so forth. My first question is WiredScore a tech company?
I think the words tech and innovation can get used as substitutes in a lot of ways. We are clearly not a technology platform. We're not a software. We're not a SaaS, software as a service business. Our secret sauce, if you will, is our telecom expertise and the fact that we've surveyed 250 million square feet of office space and know exactly what makes a best-in-class tech building from a lesser tech-enabled building. We do use a great deal of technology to perform our work in the way that we capture it and store data. And for that reason, I think I'd probably say we're a tech-infused company that's doing innovative things, but we're not a traditional tech company from a software perspective.
Great description. I like that. You mentioned about how you engage the technology you use, but maybe tell us a little bit about the team and who the people are that work with your customers and how you engage with those customers.
As I mentioned in the beginning, coming from a non-real estate or telecom background as a founder, the key thing for me in building the WiredScore team was to surround myself and bring on board experts from both of those industries. We can do what we aim to do and really sit at that intersection as foremost thought leaders. So our operations team is comprised of former both telecom engineers and actually urban planners who have the in-building and outside building expertise that we need to be the universal standard for internet connectivity. The other half of our business is really the people that are working with and liaising with all of our clients who are commercial real estate owners and brokers. And of course, no one better to do that than former real estate brokers. Our team is comprised of former people from Cushman Wakefield, Davis & Young, Newmark, Grubb Knight Frank. They're the ones who really understand what it's like for a landlord or a property manager to run a building and get happy tenants in those spaces. The rest of the company is support staff, and that's probably the bucket that I fall in. It's my job to make sure everyone else is able to do their work and do it successfully.
Who do you typically begin a conversation with at a potential client? What department? What roles?
Interestingly, even though our domain is telecom, we generally meet with and engage with people on either asset management, heads of asset management, or heads of leasing. At the end of the day, a wired certification is a tool that those asset managers and leasing teams can use to better position and market the building. We do interface through our process with property management and building engineers to collect and evaluate the telecom information in the building, but our engagement level is generally with asset management or leasing.
Relatively straightforward proposition, I would think. Are there any concerns or objections you get, or do you feel that people, once they understand what you're offering, they buy into it pretty readily?
As you said, it's a very easy service to understand. I think our most common response, which I love, is why didn't I think of that? Which is always nice to hear. That said, with any new service, there's early adopters and there's followers. Within New York City, for example, we have 250-plus buildings that have achieved our wired certification. I think the first 20 was difficult. Who's going to take a chance on a new way of thinking about building quality, thinking about the level of service that a building owner is providing? First owners were SL Green, who's actually the largest commercial owner in New York, and Rudin Management, which is a famously tech-forward real estate company here in the city. And from there, I think we answered that question. Is this going to be a way that people evaluate buildings? In every market we go into, there's leaders and followers. Generally speaking, we're being received very well.
You mentioned you came from outside of the industry, had more of a consulting background as well. What are some of the things you've learned or didn't anticipate and had to adapt to in the market since you began WiredScore?
I could probably wax on that for a while. I think anyone listening from the telecom industry would nod when I say this, but it's been quite interesting, the lack of education or general understanding of IT from the building owner side of things. And of course, I'm making a very general statement there and hopefully not being too insulting. We're asked constantly to come in to ownership, landlords, and real estate brokers to give very basic telecom 101 questions like, what is fiber? Why is it better than other options? What is a good connection look like? What does a bad connection look like in terms of speed, things like that? I think that was a little bit eye-opening given how fundamental connectivity is. There's just a lot of education that still needs to take place to the real estate community. so they can talk to tenants about it and talk to a CTO about it and really be at an educated level, and we're hopefully helping to resolve that. When we launched WiredScore, we were often compared to LEED, the LEED certification from the US GBC, which, as you can imagine, is kind of an obvious analogy, and they're quite famous and successful, but I've been surprised at how that comparison has not been well received from some of the landlords we work with. It's not that people don't think sustainability and environmental efficiency is important, but potentially there's things that LEED is not, whether it's the complexity of the platform or the practicality of its rating system that not everyone is in agreement with. So it's an eye-opener for WiredScore to make sure that what we do is authentic and practical and is really driving value in a way that's never applied.
Absolutely. Pardon the pun, perhaps even more sustainable.
Right.
Last few questions for you. This has been tremendously interesting and eye-opening for me as well. So you've been doing this for a few years now. You've been in the space. We've seen each other at the same kind of conferences as well. I'd be interested, and I'm sure the audience would as well, in terms of your perceptions on other technologies or trends that are coming that you think people should pay attention to and will also impact the way tenants experience work and their lives in buildings.
There's a couple of different types of technologies emerging. All will be useful. All will provide more transparency and bring efficiency into the way the real estate community operates. Some will have more drastic impact than others. Services or products like WiredScore are really simplifiers more than anything. Our objective is to take this kind of complex, murky area and try to bring transparency to, you know, how well connected buildings are. The way owners can understand how well they're wired and tenants can identify the best connected building. A lot of database companies might fall in that area because they're kind of bringing transparency into decision making that wasn't there before. A second type of technology in real estate, which is really enablers, technologies that are helping people in real estate transform painful activities and make them more efficient through automation and mobility, and things like VTS and Hightower and Honest Buildings probably fall into this category. Bringing efficiency, not totally changing the purpose of people's work, but just making it more efficient. Down the road, there's the real disruptors who are not just improving the way we do things today, but kind of creating an entirely new way of doing things. That's where augmented reality and virtual reality fall. Those technologies are barely in the first inning with regards to real estate, but will really transform the way we communicate and work and shop. I had a friend who did a demo with a company called Magic Leap. Basically, he was able to walk into a retail store, browse through products, and shop without leaving his office through a virtual reality headset. That's the way that we can shop down the road. How does that impact our retail real estate?
That's pretty amazing. Not sure it bodes well for the fitness of the population down the road. It's almost like that movie WALL-E, but that's incredibly interesting. Great insight into those trends as well. You nailed them. I tend to agree with all of your points there, so thanks for that. In wrapping up, I'll share three or four takeaways that you'd like to leave with listeners about connectivity and the related importance of how that improves the tenant experience.
Three takeaways for folks to remember is, really, today, all companies are tech companies, not just startups. And that innovation is taking place at not a linear but exponential rate, a good thing to point out. Second, we as workers are becoming further and further dependent on digital connectivity. Technology is pervasive, and our need for data is skyrocketing. This kind of dependency is growing and growing. And the third point is, if all companies are tech companies and connectivity needs are increasing exponentially, I obviously believe that owners that are offering best-in-class tech resources and kind of effectively marketing and communicating their connectivity to the marketplace will be in highest demand. That's the reason why WiredScore exists, to help landlords ensure they're providing exactly what tenants need with regards to digital connectivity and make it easy to attract tenants in that way.
As a marketing guy, when you think of things at the beginning from your customer's perspective, you generally end up making the right decisions, and I think that's exactly what you're promoting with each of those points. Great way to sum it up, and I want to thank you and appreciate your participating in the podcast, Ari, and perhaps share with the audience the best way to learn more about WiredScore and to connect with you or the company.
WiredScore.com is our website where we have a ton of information. One of the ways people engage with us on the website, particularly if they're building owners or managers or leasing agents, is we have a free confidential survey that can be taken. There's a button right in the middle of the front page to take our survey, and it's a 10-minute question survey about connectivity of a building. It will kind of give instant feedback as to how the building stacks up against our certification standard. It's kind of an interesting, very light-touch way to get a sense for what we evaluate, and also how a building potentially stacks up against the standard and the peers in the market. The other way people can get in touch is obviously just to email me. My first name is spelled A-R-I-E at wiredscore.com, and I'm happy to chat with anyone.
Great. Well, again, a reminder for our listeners that we will have all those contact points in the show notes, along with the transcript and information you can download. Great service. Again, we share some mutual clients, and I know from those customers that they're incredibly happy with both the service they receive, the results WiredScore delivers for them, and certainly believe in the mission and the importance of what they're trying to do. So I encourage you to go take a look, have a conversation with Ari and his team, no downplaying the importance of what they're trying to do and how they're helping the industry. So with that, I want to thank Ari again, and thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll join us again on the next podcast coming up in the next few weeks. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you again for listening to this broadcast of CRE Tech Talks. We hope you found today's session valuable. Remember to visit our podcast page at www.buildingengines.com/CRE Tech Talks to download today's transcript and key takeaways, as well as listen to other sessions and share with colleagues. We'll see you next time on CRE Tech Talks.